Hello, everyone. Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. President Trump has just been attacked at a rally in Pennsylvania. This has just happened a few minutes ago. I'm going to show you some video of him being guarded. It appears that blood is coming from the side of his head and his ear. This has just happened. It appears that people have been shot at the event, and I'm going to start covering this right now. Sorry, this is happening really fast. Jay Bravo called me and said this just happened. Representative Taylor Greene said possibly people at the rally have been shot. There's possibly one fatality. Pray for everyone involved. Pray for President Trump. I want to say something, and I mean this with all my heart. God gave us a choice a handful of years ago to vote one way or another. He gave us someone that we don't always agree with, but he was his Cyrus. And we chose right, and we saw massive change when Trump became president. Now, I don't agree with everything Trump's done in his life, but I will tell you that he is the right person for what is happening in this world today. And I believe that God gave us that choice. And I also believe that God guided that bullet. I believe that God guided and protected him, and he is going to be okay. Type one if you agree with that. I also believe that we are in a moment right now in our world where we have a defining choice. And the left is doing everything they can to destroy our country. I'm sorry. This is very new news that we have a shooter at the event. I'm on X right now trying to pull up information and bring it to you right now. You're going to see true ugliness in human beings, I believe, come out from the comments of this. If there was ever a assassination attempt on somebody or somebody was assassinated that I don't agree with, I would never say hateful things, but you're going to watch, you're about to witness the ugly side of human behavior in some really messed up people with their comments. Right now, all that's on X. Hold on. All right, here we go. I've got this. Let me get this real quick. It's Patrick's. I got the video of it. All right, here we go. Hold on a sec. You could see the section where he was struck by the bullet.
Holden, if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
You could see that he was hit. He grabs his ear. Then the gunfire starts even stronger. That was when they shot the gunman.
Holden, if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
If you notice, somebody just made a comment that this is so staged. You know, it's really interesting. As a matter of fact, it blows my mind that someone would comment that right now, because there are so many people that have no idea what true reality is. This is what Miss Elaine, what we're going to do, Miss Elaine, is we're going to get rid of you forever. Goodbye. We're in a moment where people don't believe when things really do happen. says here, Patrick Bet David put out shots fired at Trump rally. Character assassination failed. Attempt to deplete savings failed. Attempt to silence failed. Only option left, actual assassination attempt, failed. I've been saying repeatedly, double down on private security. You know, I don't think that there are people in this world that understand that God is protecting certain people in our government that are trying to make a difference. God still wants America to be fruitful. He wants America to be strong. And there are so many people that do not understand that we are battling against not flesh and blood, but spiritual matters. This is a spiritual war going on. If you will look at the people on the left, and even some on the right that have lost their minds, it's a spiritual event that's happening in their minds. They're being destroyed. Like our current president, I believe truly has been given up to his own depravity, his nature. And we are seeing that. So it's coming on so fast. And if anyone thinks for a second that this is going to scare Trump out of running for office, I don't think for a second your head screwed on tight. Type 2 if you will be voting for Trump in this next election. Type 3 if you want anyone else. I'm just curious what we're going to see right here in this. Let me pull up some more news. And sorry, this is breaking news. I've never done this before. Latest, let's see here. As the photo is there, they're dragging him away. You know, it's interesting. The Secret Service, you notice that law that the government's trying to put through. I did a video on it a while back. I don't remember what it is, if it's HR 8181. I don't remember the number. But there's a law being put in place right now that if a president, and they're specifically referring to Trump, is convicted and sent to prison on a felony charge, that he will have no right to Secret Service protection, that Secret Service protection will be pulled away from him. This is because they want to kill him in prison. The Secret Service came out recently and stated that even if that law goes into effect, that they are not going to stop protecting him. I've heard, I've spoken with people in the government that worked for the Secret Service, and they said some of the worst people they ever worked with, they named them off, and they're all from the left. They said they're evil, evil people. It absolutely blows my mind that right now there are people. You know what's really exciting to me? And type 3 if this gets you pumped up too. As a matter of fact, I want you to type in your race in the live chat. Are you Mexican-American? Are you African-American? Are you just white like me? But the government is trying so hard to turn us into a straight-up race war. And they are trying, with that video of Biden where he passes by that black woman as she's so excited to meet him. She's got her Biden thing, and he shows his true colors. But there are videos from the 80s and 90s of him being extremely racist. Extremely racist. Just go watch the video of Clarence Thomas and when Biden was just grilling him and making no sense back then. And Clarence Thomas is just staring him down, like just staring him down. And they're interviewing Clarence Thomas later, and they're like, what were you thinking? He goes, I couldn't make sense of what he was saying. But his racism just shows out. And then they're trying to turn us into the race wars right now. And it gets me so excited to watch on social media, because they won't play this stuff on the real media. When they walk up to a black man or woman, they go, who are you voting for? Like, Trump. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to turn us against one another. You go talk to a Mexican family or a couple, and they're saying, we're voting for Trump, because they know how serious this is. See, this nation is still 98%, I really do believe, good people, but there's 2% of crazy loons out there, and they've gotten so wealthy They're taking over the media, and they own the media waves. And I'm declaring, I'm just going to do this in the name of Jesus Christ. I keep declaring, because I know that God's given the radio waves over to believers. Type five, if or say amen if you agree with that. I declare more conquering of our country, taking back our government by the 98% of amazing human beings that live in our country. You're not going to hold this down. You're not going to stop this man. You want to know why? Because he's looking out into a crowd of people that aren't shooters. He's looking into a crowd of people. We're talking tens of thousands of people where Biden couldn't even fill a mini mall. This guy's filling stadiums, and he's filling them with people that know they're not believing in him. They're believing in what we all stand for. This is the aftermath video after the shooting. Look at him. Think about this. The man was just hit with a bullet, grazed the side of his head. And look what he's saying. Listen to that louder. Check this out. Look at what he tells them. It's picked up. Wait, wait, wait. Today, Satan's plan was defeated. Today, the left's plan was defeated. They assassinated JFK because he stood for tearing apart three-letter agencies and taking down the Federal Reserve. He wanted silver brought back as real money. He was assassinated, and then he tried to destroy his name by saying he cheated with people and all these with on his wife and all these horrible things. They tried to destroy his character. If you notice today, they're coming out with news about Abraham Lincoln. Thank you, Sea Dog. They're coming out with news about Abraham Lincoln, about this bad stuff he did. They're trying to destroy all of the monuments around the country, take them up, and they want history erased from your mind. They want you spoon-fed garbage. And I am not going to stand for this. I will tell you this. God gave us the choice. We don't turn a man into a god in this world. God is still the creator of this earth and the protector of our nation. But I will tell you, and the reason why I voted for Trump in 2016 and in the last election was because God gave us a choice, and he brought forth his current version of Cyrus, a man that we don't always agree with, but he knows how to rile his enemies and in a respectful way. Sorry, I didn't think this would be this hard. I want you to watch one thing, though. This is going to be really interesting. And I want you to, I'm going to say this. This is something I've never said before. And I'm going to bring up a photo of someone in the background of Trump. I want you to look at that right there. Do you know who this is? Type his name if you know who this is. This person was sitting behind Trump in almost every single rally during 2016. Let's see if his wife is next to him. I don't think we're going to be able to see his wife. Let me see this. Pull it up. Yep. So this is very interesting. I'm going to show you some photos. This is him and his wife, Carolyn Bessette, right? JFK Jr., Carolyn Bessette. If you remember, back in the 90s, JFK Jr. was a massive, massive icon, and he had started a political magazine called George. Where is his, let me see. So a lot of this has been erased off of the internet. And it's going to be hard for me to find it really quick. But what you'll find is this. This right here. Now I'm going to ask you, because this is the kind of stuff that gets you kicked off. To follow me on my newsletter, there's a newsletter link right at the top of the thing just in case something happens to me. But I want you to understand this story right here. You see, these two were best friends growing up. This man showed up in all of these Trump rallies across the nation in 2016. And people started to get, thank you, Knife Collector, for the super chat. They started to get a lot of press. Well, actually, it wasn't a lot of press. It was more on the dark web and then things, places like Zero Hedge. But they're saying, is this person, because this person supposedly died in an airplane crash. And let me show you this. And it's really interesting because the media came out and destroyed people that brought this up of the letter in the alphabet, the conspiracy theorists. And every time I've seen the media come out and give a conspiracy theory, you know, or come and attack conspiracy theories, it's because they're true. Type 10 if you've heard of conspiracy theories in your life that just keep coming true. And you're like, what in the heck is going on here, right? Well, if I could find the photos of him sitting next to his wife in the stands. Guys, can you please help me out here? What is his name? And when you look at not only this person and how much he looks like John F. K. Jr., then you'll see when he's standing next to his wife. Here it is. So this is the lady that is behind him all of the time in these Trump rallies. You see her here. Oh, wait, I know where she is in the real footage. Here he is right here. You're watching this live, right? This is Carolyn Bessette. This is John F. K. Jr. Look at these two. There's also them together. There is also photos of them holding up. No, that's not her. Okay, let me see if I can find the live footage right now. There are photos of them holding up posters. Say, you know, Trump 2016. Oh, yeah, I think she's right by next to him in the footage. So if you look, right here is her. Hold on. See the hat? I think that's her. It's the same hat that she normally wears. My point being is that they would have like their dog's name when they were alive in the corner. And I would watch this and it was unbelievable. The uncanny how close they were. It's not her. Okay, I can see it now on this feed right now. That bullet was intended for Trump's head. And it grazed his side of his head and his ear. I will tell you this right now. That is a miracle from God. That bullet was moved off a trajectory. And the reason why it barely grazed, why? Is because it's a sign. Now, I don't talk a ton about my relationship with Christ, but I'll tell you this. I remember being told back in 2010, because I was listening to a handful of prophets, and even they, I knew some of them personally, and they didn't even know they were prophesying that Trump was going to be the choice and was going to become president. And I remember speaking out loud, Donald Trump's going to become president. And since then, I started a YouTube channel that's taken me into some very interesting places in my life. And I've met some pretty incredible people, very high levels of this government and in the world. And things have been shared with me, only reaffirming my faith, not only in God, but in our country. You see, there can't be light unless there's darkness. And again, I want to remind people what we're looking at here. We're looking at an assassination attempt of Donald Trump that's playing out right now, during his rally in Pennsylvania. Hashtag Trump if you're going to vote for Trump. Let's piss off the algorithms right now. And if anyone who wants to vote for Biden, because this is a free country and you are totally, totally able to do it, hashtag Biden if you want to vote for the other side. But I'll tell you what, I don't think it's our current president Biden that needs a cognitive test. It's those that want to vote for him. Because either you are extremely delusional or you are covered with anger and bitterness at the other side. And you don't even know what is causing that bitterness. And I'm telling you right now, we are in severe. I've been reporting on the collapse of our economy. To say right now that we need a businessman in the White House is an understatement. And we need the opposite of a politician, because politicians do only one thing right. They lie. They lie through their teeth. They got two faces, and both of them are lies. They're full of lies. And we need somebody that they can't get anything on. Did you notice? He's been blowing people out of court. Did you notice? All they've got is a picture of him standing next to Jeffrey Epstein in a couple parties. I don't know if you know how the world works, but everybody knew what Jeffrey Epstein was doing back then. So during parties, big New York parties, all these parties, they'd line people up and take photos next to him. That's all they've got. They don't got a video. They don't got audio. They ain't got other pictures. They got nothing on him. The guy doesn't drink alcohol. I've barely ever heard him swear. Yeah, has he screwed up? Heck yeah, he has. Well, I'll tell you what. The first one of you right now that has no sin, has never screwed up in your life, type 100 in the comments. He who has no sin, cast the first stone. And I'll tell you what, I wish I lived my life like he did. I really do. I wish that I've screwed up so many times in my life, it's disgusting. I want people to notice that no one's typing 100. Oh, someone here has no sin. No, has never screwed up. Good job, King James. A great name for your channel, too. So my point being, there are a couple people that have never, ever, ever sinned. Never screwed up. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm the 99. I'm the guy that screwed up tons in my life. I screwed up yesterday. I screw up all the time. So hashtag 90 or type in 99 if you're like me. I got lots of sin. I am a... Let me pull up the latest news right now on the shooter. Let's go home. So sorry, I've never done this before where there's something so breaking right now. And I thank everyone that hits the subscribe button and hits the thumbs up and is commenting right now, because we need more people in the media pronouncing the truth right now. All right, so latest, here we go. A lot of people want to put out memes and all that crazy crap. All right, let's see here. What do we got here?
Okay, what's going on? Was he shot? Was he wounded? Then we heard him on the microphone, Shannon, saying, "Let me grab my shoes," as they tried to take him off. So we're just trying to figure out what happened. Okay, what's going on? Was he shot? Was he wounded? Then we heard him on the microphone, Shannon, saying, "Let me grab my shoes," as they tried to take him off. So we're just trying to figure out what happened.
Okay. So I don't know whose body they're pulling down. I will say this, being in emergency management for 26 years, more than likely that's your shooter. Because they aren't putting a lot of caring into how they're grabbing him. Let's see here. So that's the only video as of right now. Yeah, there's reports that the shooter is dead. Thank you. That is why we have our Second Amendment rights. When someone comes into a crowd and wants to harm other people, I would hope that there would be good Americans in there that are trained, that have weapons. And I'm talking about concealed carry, open carry, whatever your state will allow. And you annihilate that threat before he or she hurts more people. I am so pro-gun, it's crazy. But I'm also tactically trained. And I did that for me and my family on purpose, because if we ever have to use force, we want to know what we're doing, how we're to do it, and to make sure that there are no other casualties. This is very important. So I will say this again to whoever fired the shot to stop the shooter from hurting our president and many other people in the crowd. Thank you. because that's a difficult decision to pull the trigger. There are some of us that know what that's like in this audience tonight. So you can see it again. This appears to be the shooter, the way they're carrying him. This is him showing up. Oh, wait. Sorry, it gets so old when people are sitting there putting total crap on the internet. Thank you, Official Lucid Traveler, for the super chat. This is a great quote. Thank you for bringing attention to this. Christ is Lord. My wife is currently standing her ground among her liberal friends. Wish her well. God protect Trump and God bless America. So here's another video right here of, let me get this pulled up here. And you can see, check this out. Here we go. But there's some people, they just in total disbelief, they don't know what's going on because it happens so fast. I can't imagine being in the circuit service, always ready, always standing guard, always looking around for a shooter. And then the one time it happens, the once in a lifetime time it happens, how fast you have to react. I was lucky enough to meet a handful of Secret Service agents when I met President Bush years ago. And I got to spend about 40 minutes talking with them while Marine One showed up and landed in front of us and he came out. And it's interesting because they said we are some of the only people ever allowed to have knives around the president. And we were joking around, you know, we'd just come off of a big fire and done something, and they'd picked my engine company and four others to meet the president and the governor of the state, which was at the time Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I was talking to them. We were just asking them what it's like to always have that head on a swivel. They're so professional, so unbelievable. So I really feel bad for the Secret Service. Because I know people that are going into the Secret Service right now and they want to protect and do great things to this country, but they get stuck protecting people that are evil, protecting people that have hurt people, that have actually done things in our White House, disgraced the White House, and they have to protect them. And we're at a moment where these, you know, the government's trying to take away Secret Service protection for Trump. And look at what's happening now. I want to thank everyone for watching. Hashtag Trump if you plan on voting for Trump. I'm going to. I'd vote 1,000 times like an illegal immigrant if I could, but I'm bound by the laws of our country. Illegal immigrants that are flooding our country are not. This is very scary. Very scary times. But the good news is they're pulling out all stops to try and stop him, which is only going to show more support for President Donald Trump. I'm the Economic Ninja, and I'm out.